We are most pleased to have Christy Jeznik Bruton with us. Christy is a registered dietitian with Heartland IV Care. Christy is on the phone with us this morning. She's calling in from the Nashville, Tennessee area. Welcome, Christy.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone.
Christy, can you tell us a bit about Heartland and your specific department?
Absolutely. Here at Heartland, we really strive to make sure that we meet all of the patient's needs and really help to improve their quality of life at home. We certainly provide nutrition support therapy, but we definitely also look at the patient's emotional needs. We have nursing services available for people that may require physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, or they may even need some wound care. Heartland IV Care also has a medication safety program that focuses on the needs for the fragile or the elderly. Sometimes people have needs that are just a little bit more complex, or they require a little extra attention. We do have a program in place that looks at the entire clinical picture of an individual, and we really tailor their therapy plan to meet his or her really unique needs. And as a registered dietitian, I really help to assist with our nutrition support patients.
And Christy, can you tell us a little bit about more your specific responsibilities?
I think we can all agree that we need food to live and survive. Sometimes a person cannot eat anything by mouth, or they may not be able to eat enough to maintain their weight. There are also certain circumstances where someone may have had needed to have surgery, and so their stomach or their bowel may not be working quite right. Maybe they have had to have a portion of their stomach removed or a bowel removed. They may start to experience malabsorption due to an illness. So when somebody is unable to have adequate nutrition by mouth, we must provide their nutrition in other forms. And this is when we are able to provide a patient nutrition support either by enteral nutrition or parenteral nutrition.
How did you end up in your position with Heartland?
Oh, that's an excellent question. When I was young, my mother was actually diagnosed with a terminal illness. And early in the illness, the medical team initially sent my mother to a registered dietitian. And so as being a young child, I used to go with her to these appointments, and I was just fascinated by the information that was there, as well as the information that we can really choose what we're putting in our bodies and how it affects.
Our guest is Christy Bruton from Heartland IV Care, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. You talked a little bit about the different types of nutrition therapy. Can you give us a bit more details about the enteral and the IV?
As I mentioned earlier, oftentimes a person may not be able to eat anything by mouth, or they may be able to only eat small amounts by mouth. And this may be due to an illness. It may be due to someone just having a decrease of an appetite. It may also be due to somebody having difficulty swallowing or even sometimes a surgery that may interfere with their eating. So when this occurs, nutrition can actually be provided via a tube that is placed into the individual's digestive tract. And that is actually referred to as the enteral nutrition or tube feeding. And so tube feeding is a special liquid food mixture that some people think it looks like a milkshake, but the food mixture actually contains protein, carbohydrates, fats, vitamins and minerals. And this mixture is really given through a tube, as I had mentioned, placed into the patient's stomach or small bowel. People of all ages can receive tube feeding. It can be given to infants, children, as well as adults. And our team is able to evaluate an individual's nutritional needs and meet all of their needs with tube feeding, or maybe supplementing their oral intake with tube feeding. People can live very active and normal lives with tube feeding. Some people need tube feeding for the rest of their lives, or they may only need nutrition support or tube feeding short term. The second way that I had mentioned is actually the second way that we can provide nutrition support is known as parenteral nutrition. And parenteral nutrition is a way of providing nutrients to an individual using intravenous or IV access. We must use parenteral nutrition when we're unable to access a person's digestive tract or they have severe malabsorption. All the nutrients that you would normally get by eating food can be supplied through your veins in a parenteral nutrition formula. And like eating a healthy diet, a parenteral nutrition formula contains the different nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and electrolytes that your body does need to be healthy.
Do some people need that parenteral regimen long term?
Like people that receive tube feeding, people that receive parenteral nutrition may also need parenteral nutrition long term or short term, but they can continue to live very active lifestyles. And really, the amount, the type, and route of nutrition are tailored specifically to each person with the goal to really treat or prevent malnutrition, definitely minimize infections, and most importantly, allow the individual to live their lives as normally as possible.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guest is Christy Jeznik Bruton, a registered dietitian with Heartland IV Care.
Christy, eating is a huge part of our lives, and it's certainly important socially, biggest social aspect. Eating from a tube or an IV, how does it impact your patients emotionally?
Everyone reacts differently to really needing nutrition support. Some people initially develop anger towards their therapy. Some people may actually develop depression. Some people may go through a period where they feel isolated. Can you imagine all of a sudden not being able to sit down at the table and eat a meal with your family, or not being able to have a meal at your favorite restaurant? Meal times may look a little different to an individual that is receiving nutrition support, and it is very important that we identify the emotional needs of the individuals that are not only receiving the nutritional therapy, but also their family and caregivers. We very actively talk to the family and caregivers how the individual may be feeling so that we can discuss different goals. Really talking to the individual that's receiving the nutrition therapy about stress management, about setting goals and really taking charge of their personal well-being and things that they may have want to do to really help to maximize their or improve their independence to live that normal of a life as they possibly can. Stress can impact our lives in many ways. And it's very important that we not only help the person with their nutrition support therapy, but also provide that much-needed support and emotional need. I have once had a patient that started to become a little depressed, and after further investigation and discussion with the family and the caregiver and the patient and the individual, determined they were depressed because they felt that they may not be able to attend a family reunion that was overseas. So working together with the individual, we were able to definitely get that individual overseas and be able to travel with their nutrition therapy. And they once became happy and felt like they had their active lifestyle back.
Christy, thank you for sharing. That's a great example of how your services really help folks. How does your group provide services? Do you actually see and visit your patients?
actually work with a wonderful team of clinicians all over the country and within our pharmacies. We have nurses that actually go out to see the patient in the home. In some areas, we also have physical therapy, so physical therapists that actually see the patients in their home, occupational therapists, speech therapists, and they are a lot of our eyes and ears in the pharmacy side in the home that relay strong information back to us.
You work with patients all over the country?
Yes, I work with patients all over the country, and we have representatives from our company, or we work with other companies in that immediate area.
How can listeners get in touch with you or find out more about Heartland IV Care?
You can call us directly at 866-560-8955, or you can reach us by email. Our email address is pharmacy@heartlandhomehealth.com, and it's HEARTLANDHOMEHEALTH.com.
Christy, thanks very much for calling in this morning. It has been really informative to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.